Hi guys, welcome to my new podcast about history. Today we are talking about Emperor Gaozu of Han. He was the founder and first emperor of the Han dynasty, reigning from 202 to 195 BC. His real name was Liu Bang. It was a common practice among many ancient Chinese noble families to claim descent from the mythical Yellow Emperor in order to proclaim divine ruling legitimacy. Indeed, Liu Bang was born to a peasant family in Pei County, in eastern China, in 256 BC. According to legend, before Liu Bang's birth, his mother was caught in a rainstorm while lightning struck and the sky darkened. When Liu Bang's father went to fetch his wife home, he saw a dragon hovering above her. After that, she became pregnant and later gave birth to Liu Bang. In childhood, the future emperor was outspoken, charismatic and generous. However, he enjoyed loafing, disliked reading, and frequently ran into trouble with the law. When he grew older, he became a good friend of Zhang He, a magistrate of a nearby county. After Qin conquered Chu, Liu Bang returned in his origin county, where he was later recommended and appointed as the local sheriff of a little town, through the aid of his close friends, who helped cover up his delinquent behavior. He married Liu Zi, descendant of a noble family, who bore Liu Bang a son and a daughter. Having a good reputation among the bureaucrats, he had been tasked with escorting a group of convicts to Mount Li, where they would be put to penal labor to help build the first emperor's mausoleum. A few prisoners managed to escape during the journey. Liu Bang began to fear for his life, as having convicts escape under one's care was a capital offense. So Liu Bang decided to release the remaining prisoners in his care. A few of these convicts were so grateful to be set free that they decided to join Liu Bang of their own accord. Liu Bang and his followers took refuge on Mount Mangdang and lived as outlaws in an abandoned stronghold. Liu had maintained secret contact with some old friends who still lived in Pei County. They invited Liu to join an uprising to overthrow the Qin dynasty in 209 BC, but the magistrate of Pei County expelled Liu and his friends from his lands. So Liu Bang ordered his friend to write letters, wrap it around their arrows, and fire the arrows over the border of the county. In the letters, they urged the local town folk to help him. The peasants responded by killing the magistrate and welcoming Liu Bang to Pei County. Liu Bang decided to style himself the Duke of Pei after this. In 208 BC, during the reign of Qin Harshi, some states that had been conquered by the Qin Empire 2 decades earlier rebelled. An uprising led by Shang Liang brought to the installation of Shang Xin to the throne of Chu State. After Shang Liang was killed in a battle, his nephew Shang Lu was charged the captain of Chu's army. The king later promised that whoever entered Guangzong first would receive the title of King of Guangzong. In 206 BC, Liu Bang managed to beat Shang Yu in the race to invade Guangzong and arrived outside of the Qin capital, Shanyang. The last Qin ruler, Zha Ying, surrendered the city, allowing Liu's forces to enter Shanyang peacefully. He issued strict orders to his troops, forbidding them from harming innocent civilians. With his forbearance, he had won over the hearts of the Guangzong locals. His rival, Shang Yu, was dissatisfied that Liu Bang had beat him in the race, and instigated by his advisor Fan Zhang, he decided to set a trap to kill Liu Bang. He pretended to invite him to a banquet and kill him during the feast, but Shang Bo, Shang Yu's uncle, blocked his nephew every time he thrust his word towards Liu during a sword dance. After some events, Liu Bang escaped the banquet. As a result of this offense, Shang Yu led his forces into Shanyang and sacked the city. After occupying Shanyang, Shang Yu proclaimed himself hegemon king of Western Chu, and split the former Qin Empire into the Hittian kingdoms. Liu Bang was given the isolated Bashu region to govern, then a place it used for exiling prisoners. Shang Liu assigned Liu Bang the title King of An, and then had the detachment of his army escorting the journey of Liu's forces across the Qinling Mountains. Liu Bang had the gallery roads barred behind him in order to prevent Liu Bang's forces to meet with his general again. In late 206 BC, Shang Yu left Western Chu to suppress a revolt in the Qi Kingdom. Meanwhile, Liu Bang sent men trying to repair the burnt gallery roads, and his officer Han Xin invaded Guangzhong, quickly defeating Zhang Han in a surprise attack. Following those events, other two former Qin states surrendered to Liu Bang. With Shang Yu occupied to the east, Liu Bang collected a force of 560,000 troops and entered Shang Yu's capital of Pengcheng, apparently unopposed, looting its valuables and taking its women. Hearing of the fall of Pengcheng, Shang Yu led 300,000 troops to retake the capital. In a fight near Gu and Si rivers, the Han army lost 100,000 men. The remaining Han troops fled south, but were cornered by two forces by the Sui River, where another 100,000 men were killed. After those fights, Shang Yu captured most of Liu Bang's family in Pei, and many kings who had surrendered to Liu Bang earlier had also defected to Shang Yu's side. So Liu reorganized his troops for a retreat and sent an envoy to meet Ying Bu, king of Zhuxiang, to appeal for support. Ying Bu agreed to join Liu Bang and rebelled against Western Chu. So Liu Bang's forces attacked Chu at Henan and emerged victorious in 205 BC. 1 year later, after sustaining losses from Chu attacks on the newly built supply routes from Xinyang, the Han army was running short of supplies. Liu Bang negotiated for an armistice with Shang Yu and agreed to cede the land east of Xinyang to Western Chu. But Fan Zhang, close friend to Shang Yu, advised him to reject it and use the opportunity to destroy Liu Bang. So, the Chu army besieged Liu Bang's forces inside the city of Xinyang. Then Liu Bang bribed Shang Yu's men with gold to spread rumors that Fan Zhang had the intention of betraying Shang Yu. The king of Chu fell off their use and dismissed Fan Zhang. Later that year, while Shang Yu was away suppressing a rebellion in the Qi Kingdom, Liu Bang attacked the Western Chu. Han forces conquered Shengao and defeated the Chu near the Si River. They trapped the Chu forces at the east of Xinyang and won the Battle of Wei River. Following these events, the Chu army's morale fell and it ran short of supplies months later. Shang Liu had no choice but to request to make peace with Liu Bang. Chu and Han agreed to ceasefire at the Treaty of Hong Canal, which divided China into East and West. Furthermore, Shang Liu released Liu's family members who were held hostage by him. In 203 BC, while Shang Yu was retreating eastward, Liu Bang ordered an attack on Western Chu. He also requested his allies to attack Shang Yu from three different directions. However, his allies didn't mobilize their troops and Liu Bang was defeated. He was forced to retreat and reinforce his defenses, as well as sent messengers to his allies promising to give them land and titles if they joined him, and they finally agreed. 3 months later, in 202 BC, Han forces attacked Western Chu again. The Chu army was trapped in Gaisha and deserted his king Shang Yu, who ran away with only 28 men before eventually committing suicide. On February 28, 202 BC, Liu Bang was enthroned as the emperor with support from his subjects, even though he expressed the reluctance to take the throne. His name as emperor of Han Dynasty of China became Gaozu. Then he established the capital in Luoyang, North China, and instated his son Liu Ying as the crown prince of Han. When Emperor Gaozu disbanded his armies, he stated the people who remained in Guangdong were exempted from taxes for 12 years, while those who returned to their native lands were exempted for 6 years. In 195 BC, he lowered the taxes and privatized the coinage. In his early years, Emperor Gaozu disliked reading and scorned Confucianism. After becoming the emperor, he still held the same attitudes towards Confucianism until he met the scholar Liu Jia, who wrote a volume book about the benefits of governing by moral virtue. Liu Jia read each volume to the emperor after he finished writing it. After that, Gaozu was deeply impressed and promoted Confucianism in his empire. Under Emperor Sir Gaozu's reign, Confucianism became the state ideology and many scholars were recruited to serve in the government. The emperor also reformed the legal system by reducing the severity of certain penalties. In 200 BC, Emperor Gaozu led an army to attack the Xiongnu, a tribal confederation of nomadic people who were pressing the northern borders, but he was beaten at the Battle of Baidang. After that, he bribed the Xiongnu leader's wife to ask her husband to withdraw his troops. He did so. After returning to the capital, Emperor Gaozu initiated the policy of Haiqin, which involved sending noble ladies to marry the Xiongnu leaders and paying annual tribute to the Xiongnu in exchange for peace. In his later years, Emperor Gaozu favored concubine Qi and neglected Empress Liu Zi. He thought that Liu Ying was too weak to be a ruler. Thus, he had the intention of replacing Liu Ying with Liu Ruyi, who was born to concubine Qi. But when everyone in the court objected to the idea of changing his heir apparent, he dismissed it. During a campaign against rebels, the emperor was wounded by a stray arrow. He became seriously ill, and Empress Liu Zi hired a famous physician to heal him. But Emperor Gaozu rejected these cures. He died in Changel Palace in Chenjian on 1st June 195 BC and was succeeded by Liu Ying. That's all for this episode. Sorry for my bad pronunciation, but I'm Italian and not English, and this is my first podcast. Hope you like it. Bye-bye.